We are at the Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica Swine Health Seminar in Denver. With me is Dr. Tom Painter with Cargill Pork. He's Director of Veterinary Health Services for pork. And he talked a little bit about some of the study of multiple pathogens that you did there. First of all, can you tell me just a little bit about the results of that study, you know, which pathogens you were studying and the time frame there?
We were looking at from 2007 to 2011 on the three pathogens of Mycoplasma pneumoniae, PRRS virus, and also swine influenza virus.
And then really what you looked at is then in those animals that had one or more of those particular pathogens, what the economic impact was on those, and especially particularly for multiple pathogens. What did you find?
We found that when you have a combination of PRRS and mycoplasma or PRRS and SIV, that the cost of the production cost in the form of average daily gain and colds and mortality was a lot higher than either antigen alone. So the economic impact of having multiple antigens in the same group of pigs is significant financially.
So what you basically said was 1 plus 1 doesn't equal 2, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you talked a little bit about prevention and some of the things that you could do to prevent having multiple pathogens. Tell me some of the things you talked about there.
Well, I think the one thing that needs to be considered is Mycoplasma pneumoniae removal from elimination from the south farm. There's an economic impact to doing that, of course, but the results are that you get from a mycoplasma negative pig is excellent return. Also, on the PRRS virus, it's clear that if you vaccinate a pig before 3 weeks before they're exposed to the PRRS virus, that you get that the cost of the mortality and colds is substantially less.
So you're seeing a good return on investment then in using that.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Painter, here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica Swine Health Seminar in Denver. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.